You're watching the program Repentance, and we've brought another new episode for you in which we will be talking about different perspectives of repentance. We will listen to few ahadith, and we will also listen to some lessons that we can derive from it in regards to repentance. The main focus, of course, of our program is to understand the importance of repentance, understand what repentance actually means, and also develop a firm mindset of repenting and repenting continuously throughout our life in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inshallah azawajal, we'll continue our discussion after listening to this virtue of sending salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam stated that, "Send salutations upon me in abundance. Recite salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recitation of salat upon me will be forgiveness for your sins." So we've also touched upon the fact that repentance also forgives sins. But over here, we've also come to know that sending salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also becomes a means for our sins to be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, as we're talking about the benefits of repentance and how important it is for us to repent, now let's talk about two major risks that people face when they abandon repentance, when they avoid repentance, when they do not repent. What does then happen? It is stated that when people don't repent, then sins settle in their hearts in the shape of layers, layer upon layer, layer upon layer. In the similar fashion, similar form, sins, they settle in such person's heart to the extent that rust overcomes the entire heart. Now sins are settling in that person's heart in the shape of layers, layer over layer, layer over layer, in the same way over here, sin over sin, sin over sin, to the extent that the whole heart becomes rusty. And sin becomes a person's habit and nature, and then he does not accept cleanliness. Sinning becomes the routine of a person, a routine part of his life, and eventually he does not accept cleanliness. He does not accept purity. The second risk that such people face is that if an illness or death approach such people, then such people will not have respite to repent. They won't have enough time to repent. That is why it is stated in the narration that more mourning of the hell dwellers will be due to avoidance in repenting. Allahu Akbar. More of regretting of hell dwellers, more of their mourning will be due to the fact of avoiding repentance. Those who will be inflicted with the punishment of fire, with the punishment of hell, those who will moan over it, one of the main reasons is because they would avoid repentance. Allahu Akbar. What a big, big risk we are facing by avoiding repentance. So we should not deem repentance as something very, very insignificant or something very immaterial. Repentance needs to be given utmost attention, utmost importance, and it needs to be understood duly as well. If something is extremely important and It requires someone to, of course, follow it, abide by it, perform it. Then one cannot do so or perform it without understanding it. So it becomes extremely important for us to understand the concept of repentance and duly comply to it, duly perform it, implement it in our lives the way we are meant to. As we've just seen, that what great risks lie in the fact of avoiding repentance. And this is something really, really fearful for us, that the mourning of hell dwellers, most of the mourning of the hell dwellers will be because of avoiding repentance. May Allah Almighty save us from being amongst those who avoid repentance. So we come to know that whoever faces destruction, one major factor, one major reason for this is avoidance of repentance. They do not repent. So for such a person, to stain his heart further with sins is nothing but severe loss. Whereas illuminating it through obedience serves as an utter profit for him, to the extent that death overcomes him and he presents himself in the divine court with an empty heart. Whereas salvation is only for the one who presents himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a safe heart. In short, heart, life and all the means of obedience and disobedience are entrusted upon a person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he who observes dishonesty in this trust and does not repent over it either, his matter is very, very severe. So what do we learn from this discussion? What do we learn from this text? We learn that repenting is one thing. Avoiding repentance is one very, very severe action that a person commits. Very dangerous action that a person commits. But then on top of that, a person commits sins. He does not repent. And then on top of that, he also sins. So this is loss over loss. Loss in addition to loss. So how do we expect for such a person to attain salvation on the day of judgment? He's suffering loss over loss. And on the other hand, salvation is only for the one who presents himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a safe heart, with a heart that is pure, with a heart that is pious, with a heart that is filled with the nur of repentance, with the nur, with the light of pious deeds. So someone who's far away from repentance and very close to sinning, indulged in sinning, how can we expect such a person to be saved from destruction in the hereafter? How can we expect him to be saved from these major risks that he normally faces? So this is something very, very dangerous for our iman that we need to be considerate about. One noble elder, one pious predecessor, rahimahullah, has stated that a person has two secrets of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty conveys to a person through an inspiration. One is that when a person comes out of his mother's stomach, Allah Almighty says, "O my bondsman, I have led you in this world neat and clean and made you entrusted upon it by giving you a life. Now I will see that how do you protect this trust." And the second secret is that when a person's soul is taken away, then Allah Almighty says, "O my bondsman, how did you deal with my trust that you had with you? Did you preserve it so that you could meet me while staying firm upon your promise, so that I may also fulfill my saying? Or did you waste it, or shall I seize you and hold you accountable for it?" So dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are two secrets that are entrusted upon a person by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once when we are born, and once when we are when we pass away, when we die. At both these occasions, we are reminded about these trusts. When we are born in this world, then we are entrusted with a life. We are entrusted with life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are expected to look after it through piety, through abstaining from sins. And when we die, the same promise is reminded to us again And we are questioned over it. How did we preserve this very trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we need to be very careful in this regard. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, what was the state of our pious predecessors, alayhim wa ridwan, in regards to repentance and in regards to the hereafter? Again, any calamity that they would face in this world, they would start reflecting upon their hereafter, and they would consider that calamity as something that would draw them closer to the hereafter. As the calamity would be in terms of this dunya, in terms of this world, but it would be something that would make them think about their hereafter, their akhirah. The commentator of the Quran, the writer of Khazainul Irfan, Khalifa, the successor of Ala Hazrat, Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Sayyiduna Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, states on page number 60 of his famous book Swaneh Karbala, also published by Maktabatul Madina. He states that in Hajjaj bin Yusuf's time, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was arrested for the second time. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, prince of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, the beloved son of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, the beloved grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in Hajjaj bin Yusuf's time, he radiyallahu anhu was arrested for the second time. His delicate and blessed body was tied with heavy iron chains, and watchmen, guards, were deputed over him. Now, the famous muhaddith, the master of hadith, Sayyidina Imam Zuhri rahimahullah, he came in the court of Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, and upon seeing his condition, he started weeping, and whilst expressing the desire of his heart, he said to Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that, I cannot bear to see this condition of yours. I wish I would have been imprisoned here in your place. As he was willing to sacrifice his own self for Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. Upon hearing this, Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that, do you think that I'm in discomfort because of this imprisonment? The reality is that if I won't, I can free myself right now by the grace of Allah Almighty. But there is reward in having patience in this punishment. In the restriction of these chains is the remembrance of the frightful fire of hell, the chains of fire and the torment of Allah. Saying this, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu unlocked his feet out of the chains and his hands out of the handcuffs. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we see the authority that Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had, that he could free himself from those chains. But he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu preferred and prioritized observing patience upon this affliction and imprisonment of this world, so that he can attain the further high ranks in the hereafter. And this was also for a lesson for us sinful people, that look, Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, observed so much patience upon the worldly trials and tribulations that came in their path. Then what should we do? That despite facing those tribulations, they never left observance of patience. They never moaned over them. They never complained over them. And what is our state? We have our own self-created problems. We don't even face afflictions the way our pious predecessors, alayhim wa ridwan, they faced. The likes of the blessed family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, like they faced. Who else would be more greater in rank than the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? They went through severe tests and tribulations in this world, but they never left the observance of patience. They always remained content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never complained or moaned despite facing the biggest of the physical tortures, the biggest of the afflictions and tribulations. And then there's sinful people like us. We have all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. We've been given a lot of wealth in this dunya. We are living a peaceful life. There's no physical torture that we have to go through. There's no imprisonment that we have to suffer. There's no, you know, other kinds of tortures or tribulations that we have to go through. But yet, none of us are happy in our lives. We don't observe patience. We don't observe patience. And on the other hand, despite being, drowned in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying the blessings of Allah Almighty day in, day out, still we complain, still we moan over them. Forget about observing patience upon any calamity that we may face. So we need to ponder upon our state. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite having the authority of being freed from those chains, he still preferred that. Why? So that he could think about the hereafter. He could reflect upon the punishment of the hereafter, that in this world I've been chained with these heavy iron chains, but on the day of judgment there will be chains of fire, there will be punishment of the hellfire, there is punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that would be a lot more severer than the punishment of this world. And despite having the authority, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala stayed firm in observing patience, teaching us that we, the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, despite facing the most severest of the tests and tribulations in this world, are still steadfast and perseverant and patient upon those tests and tribulations, teaching you that how should you lead your life. Be patient, be steadfast, and reflect upon your hereafter. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst those through whom we will be forgiven. He has the most highest of the ranks amongst the creation. He is amongst those who has one of the most highest ranks amongst the creation. For the sake of him, we will be forgiven. But look at his humbleness, his humility, his steadfastness, his patience, that when he is being oppressed in this dunya, he has the authority of undoing himself, untying himself from those chains and from being free from those oppressions, but yet he is observing patience over them. And the other thing that we learn is that he's reflecting upon the hereafter, reflecting upon the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflecting upon the fire of hell. Then what should we do? What are these accounts for? For us just to listen to them, say subhanallah, and not do anything else? No, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to implement these practices in our lives as well. We need to act upon them, learn from them, that we should also observe patience upon any calamity that we face. We are not being oppressed today. We are not being tortured today. On the contrary, we have all the blessings that we could ask for. And yet, we keep complaining, yet we keep moaning. Why is this? We are far away from thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are far away from reflecting upon our hereafter. So if we do end up facing a tribulation or calamity in this dunya, in this world, then what should we do? Should we moan over it? Should we complain over it? Should we start posting on the social media that this is a problem I'm having, this is the affliction I'm facing, this is a tribulation that I'm going through? No. Be patient. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every state, following the footsteps of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Reflect upon the hereafter. Reflect upon the rewards that await us in the hereafter. Reflect upon the punishment of the hellfire, which is for the sinners. Contemplate your state. Ponder upon your state in this way. This reflection will, inshallah, lead us towards repenting over our sins. This will develop a desire and passion in our hearts to repent over our sins. And it will save us from the calamity which those people will suffer who avoid repentance, who avoid repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we earlier spoke about the harms of avoiding repentance, we shouldn't be amongst those. We should be among those who repent in the court of Allah Almighty. And this kind of reflection which we've been talking about would lead us towards repentance. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only towards repentance, but also many other praiseworthy attributes as well, which includes perseverance, determination, patience, gratitude towards Allah Almighty, so on and so forth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe from being among those who avoid repentance, who avoid repenting in the court of Allah Almighty. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people who repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah Almighty. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Forgive me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Forgive me.